What up, though? Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. That's Joaquin Comar, and I'm Mark Comar. And today we're going to talk about what to do to get into IT if you don't have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joaquin, take it away, man. Let these people know what they can do.
Yes, sir. So for starters, I feel like a lot of people or a lot of you guys, you know, feel like in order to get in this work, in this type of work, you know, I gotta do my 4-year degree, you know, at least a 2-year, get the associate, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm gonna have to get the MBA or like a PhD. And if you're thinking about it like that, like my brother got his PhD, right?
Wow.
Went to school for 4 years, right? And then did like another 4 on top of that. So that's like, that's damn near a decade. You know what I'm saying? So like, that would piss me off too. You know, thinking about, you know, well, the next time I have a chance of getting into, you know, this work, I might have like a head full of gray hair, right? Nobody wants to think necessarily that far out. But there are definitely things that you can do, you know, so that doesn't take too long. You know what? And before I even get there was a friend of mine who I was speaking with not too long ago. She went through like a year-ish of school, took a break because she was taking care of her kids. You know, she was a housewife, right? So she was working. She was taking care of the kids in the house all the time. So she stopped doing her school. But now she's ready to get back after it, right? And so I was asking her, I said, hey, you know, like, what are you studying? Like, what field are you going into? She goes, well, it was like computer networking or something like that.
Right.
And so I was like, well, would you ever consider like a shorter route, like boot camp?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, like she said, no, gave her reason for why. Right.
Really?
But I mean, still like it's not, I'll say it's completely unnecessary to do a 4-year something or a 10-year something when there are options or routes out here that could condense that time into like a year or less. So the first thing that you could do is make sure in your place of work, make sure you're having those conversations with people, right? Because wherever you're working at, it might have, you know, an IT department. I'm sure, Mark, with the friends that you have, that you've had at, at the places that they work at, I'm assuming that they all probably have IT departments, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So make sure, you know, that you're doing that networking in work, because you never know what a conversation could lead to. You know, you might be able to shadow, you know, this department for X amount of times a week, you know, and then they have you working on something, right? And then it turns into this, and then it turns into that. So just make sure that you have those conversations at work so that you can start building, you know, that network, and then just let it be known out there that, hey, I kind of want to dive into, you know, this different field of work. Let me put my feelings up there. Another route that you can take, as we talk about frequently, is boot camps, right? Because information wise and price wise, you're going to get that information a lot more streamlined. You're going to get exactly what you need for that skill. Instead of taking, you know, 3 years of fluff and then 1 year of actual work, you know, so the information is streamlined. And also typically it's like a fraction of the price, right? So like, I know the school that I went to, for college, Ash University, it's like I think it's like a private college, something like that. I don't know, but anyway, it's expensive. It was extremely expensive, right? Thankfully, the majority of it was paid for.
It's a private college, yeah. Unless you don't know your own college, private college,
and it costs there's a huge cost. So
yes,
you can save yourself on the student loans and FAFSA, you know, trying to hunt you every month about, hey, this is your student bill, when are you gonna start paying it, right? So you can save your time and just go to a boot camp, right? Or even a boot camp or certification, you know, whatever you want to call it. And there's plenty of boot camps out there that you can go to. You know, some major schools hold boot camps. Some people that are working create their own boot camp because they're still getting the knowledge. Like, you know, why not just put this out and give people, you know, value? So there's so many different routes that you can take. I think those are probably the easiest and the quickest as far as networking and finding a boot camp. So you guys probably take that, run with it, and, you know, be in IT in the next 6 months. So
beautifully stated, brother. I think he hit it on the head. So to piggyback and to follow up with what he just said, he started off by talking, giving you a story about some of his friends and his brother who did literally was a decade. Because the first stint of college, it was actually an extended stint. It wasn't 4 years, like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Then he went for his master's afterwards, right? So, that's typical. That is literally typical for academics and people who are in academia. What we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is things evolve and things change. If you read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, literally he talked about the dichotomy between his rich dad and his poor dad. Mm-hmm. His poor dad being the one who was the academic, who had all the degrees and had all the knowledge, but still barely brought home a check to take care of the basic bills, right? Mm-hmm. And died poor. Whereas his rich dad was the one who understood money and delved into understanding how money works and making yourself valuable and working, letting your money work for you, all that great stuff, right? Not to take it too far, but it was a new concept, if you will, based off of when the book came out, you know, over 15, 20 years ago now, plus. It was a new concept. Technology, you don't have to follow what Joaquin is trying to basically just tell you. You don't have to follow the traditional route. So the housewife who said, yeah, I didn't, you know, she didn't want to do boot camp because she felt like it wasn't quality enough or wouldn't give her enough cred, right? Enough credit. It's a fallacy at this particular juncture in life. The thing that you'll find is if you're willing to break from what is perceived to be the norm, you will find that nothing is normal and that you are able to position yourself in a way where you create your norm for you if you're willing to break from the normal.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I always talk about to my daughter, because my parents used to say this to me when I was growing up, was if everybody jumps off a bridge, will you do the same thing? And that was to kind of like, you know, keep me from doing drugs and, you know, all that stuff. But as I grew up and as I became a man and I realized and being out in the world and owning businesses and trying to, you know, negotiate in Singapore contracts with different companies and not successful in Brazil. As successful, or in Colombia, successful, you know, or in Dubai, not successful. What I learned is when you say, you know, if everybody jumps off a bridge, will you follow? That really means if you're following society and systemic ways of being, you're going to jump off the bridge. That's really what that means. You're going to do everything that everybody else says and everybody else does and thinking that that's the only way to approach it. And that's not the fucking way to only do it. It's not. We look at the anomalies like Elon Musk or Bezos or, you know, Buffett or, you know what I'm saying? And we call them the outliers. But they are to a degree because of the extent of what they've amassed, Bill Gates. But they are still common for those who go to the uncommon approach. And that's all they did. They went the uncommon route and they stayed 10 toes down on it. So what Joaquin and I are trying to express to you is the fact that you don't have to go to the traditional route any longer to be in IT.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there and say, hey, I have a computer science degree from a prestigious or a private college like Joaquin, Ashland University. You don't have to do that. You literally can take a boot camp because what people want to know when you're on the interview is, are you a go-getter? Are you able to go do the research, go find the bottleneck within the problem that is and correct it immediately. So me as a supervisor, me as the hiring manager can keep my job because I look good because you out there going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a game that you just realize you don't have to jump off the bridge like everybody else. You don't have to go spend $200K, you know, and get, like he said, in debt, you know, for nothing. And then, you know, get mad at the government because then, you know, relinquishing or, you know, getting the payback and all that stuff. You got into that rat race. That's why they call it a rat race. Don't get into the rat race.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize IT is a new industry. It's a new field. It's like the wild, wild west. If you're willing to get involved now while it's still so nuanced and so so many spots that are open, you will be okay. Go ahead, Joaquin. I know I went down my little soapbox.
Very good. To piggyback off what Mark has said, the years of studying doesn't matter. It's can you do the job? That is literally all they care about. Can they do the job? If you, whatever level that you can confidently speak to, right, in the IT world, you can go from 0 to 100. As long as you can do, and that can be like, you know, you've been working on some projects on your own time, right? And if you can communicate that well, and prove that you know that to a T, I'm telling you, you just do that and you'll be just fine.
he got so speechless on y'all real quick. He like, his own testimony, like, I'm telling you.
If you can just show that you know the information, then you'll be all right. Then you'll be all
right. Hey, you're absolutely correct, brother. Let me say this to you guys. Joaquin said in one of our other episodes, and go back and watch our other episodes that we're talking about very key things to give you different points of view and different thought processes. He said something that things go in waves, and they do. You have to understand the hierarchy or the C-suite that are in charge now are aging out. So this is important for you to understand what I'm about to say. Please give me a second to articulate this to you so you understand. The C-suite that was very adamant and very staunch on you have to have a four-year degree from the prominent universities within the United States and, you know, Oxford and therefore, right? They're starting to age out. What you're starting to get now is that next gen that did the boot camps, that did do certifications, that didn't get the four-year degree, that had to go to a junior college and get a degree and, you know, and then had to work for 15 years in their position and get to where they are, right? So they're more to be lenient, if you will, and responsive to, oh, you have a boot camp cert or you have a cert, you didn't go to 4 years. Oh, that shows me that you're picking up on what's being put down in this newer era, in this newer time frame with technology, smartphones, social media, the new dynamic that is, you'll pick up on it a lot faster than the systemic, stuffy old 4 or 5 year degree, you know, era that was prior to them. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense what I'm saying, Joaquin?
Yeah, I was going to add to that. Like, as far as, like, traditional ways, you know, being installed and kind of, like, perspectives being changed on that. I mean, even outside of technology, just think about first, you know, kind of bad juju to get tattoos. Not everybody's got tattoos, right? Clothing styles change. Exactly. Clothing styles change, right? Like, so many things and so many different ways of accepting whatever, like, change. So, you know, like Mark said, there's a newer wave coming of who gives a fuck about what school you went to or how long it took you to whatever. Can you implement this? Like, if you can do that, then, I mean, we're good.
And so that's important for you all to understand. If you don't have a degree, stop with this, you know, stop with this this nonsense, because, and I say nonsense, not you being nonsense, the thought is nonsense that you cannot get involved. Mm-hmm. We just gave you two case in points. He's absolutely correct. Tattoos were once taboo. Now everybody named mama. When you travel to Latin America, everybody named mama got tattoos. Grandma got tattoos. You know what I'm saying? And grandma is running, you know, a tech company. You know what I'm saying? So like, people, what you have to understand is in the United States, and because he and I both have traveled, lived abroad. Currently I'm abroad right now, shooting this right now where I'm speaking from, where we're doing this. You guys have to understand. You have to continue moving forward with life. Don't allow yourself to, if everybody else is jumping off the bridge, you jump off with them. Don't allow that. You have to be able to see something bigger and better and different. Technology, if everybody, and it's not everybody, if people are starting to move towards technology, if technology is a thing that everybody is talking about, that's going to disrupt your ability to be able to bring in a steady income. That means that that is something you do need to look at and look into. Now, if everybody's talking about you need to go do a 4-year to get your education, that's something you need to look at differently because you don't need that. He's a prime example of that. I'm a prime example of that. You don't need that, okay? What you need is the tenacity, the go-get-it-ness, go-get-it-ness, to
one of the like two.
To be able to grasp the knowledge well enough to show that you can get the job done. And like he said, I promise you, as a person who is hiring right now, I have someone that he knows, and we were talking, we run this business together, Higher Power Tech. We just had a business meeting together. Then Joaquin and I said, I'm hiring somebody recently, right now, right? Potentially for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hiring from a standpoint if they okay, if him and my other partner okays it. But we're looking for a person that can get the job done for what we need done. We're not looking for her, you know, to say she's an Oxford grad or a NYU graduate, you know, and has her, you know, she was summa cum laude, you know what I'm saying? We're not looking for that. We're looking for her to see what work she can get done and what does she have examples to show us. And if you could show us at least, you know, handful that suit what we need done, we're going to hire you. I'm saying, and we'll give you that time. Now, how well you stay is up to you and how well you do the work. But what Joaquin and I are saying is that boot camps can give you that knowledge to be able to help you have mainstay. Okay. Certifications can give you that knowledge to help you have mainstay without you having to go to the 4-year. Okay. Uh-huh. And you don't need to let that hold you back at the end of the day. The old regime of the big institutions and that 4-year degree are, I promise you, they are retiring and they are getting out of the picture.
Uh-huh.
The people who have boot camps, who have junior college degrees, people who work in their field for the past, you know, 8, 9, 15 years, they're the ones that are hiring and they're the ones who just want to see you get the fucking job done. And want to see that you're going to go seek more information to get the job done. So I promise you that will lend you better by showing that you have gone to a boot camp or that you did a certification. Even if you just started one and tried it and didn't finish it, that still shows you have tenacity to go after it. You just need to be able to show that you can get the job done. All right?
Exactly.
All right. So we hope that helped you guys. You know, it's you don't have to have a degree anymore. If you are focused on that, you might as well just, you know, just stamp yourself to be timed out of being able to get into this next generation. Go ahead.
And also, a lot of these like newer technologies, from what I've seen, colleges aren't even teaching those yet. Like if you do like a DevOps, whatever course search, you're not going to find a lot of schools, if any, that are teaching that, right? So, you're better off finding a boot camp or something like that, because good luck finding it at an actual institution.
Bruh, facts. SQL, you ain't finding schools like talking about certain levels of SQL. You're not finding that. You'll get Six Sigma, because again, it was instituted by your college, you know what I'm saying? You'll get that, you know what I'm saying? But like, the programming languages, that especially the newer ones that are coming up that are trying to that are trying to compete with this upcoming quantum understanding and field and all that stuff. This is not in universities, guys.
Right.
It, if it is, it's in the very, very elite ones, you know, New York City, you know, or, you know, NYU, you know, but it's not in regular colleges. So don't kid yourself and don't play yourself talking about you. Well, I can't, you know, if I can't do a degree, I'm not going to. You're just stalling.
Right.
To be honest with you, you're just stalling. And I'm going to call you out on it because this we're a real platform here. I'm going to call you stalling because you don't want to get into the understanding of learning something that's new because you're afraid of the totality of what this newness is going to bring to you because you don't know it yet. Uh-huh. But we've talked about in other episodes, get over the, what we call the imposter syndrome. Get over that shit. We talked about that. Go check out that episode. Get over your ego. Get over that shit because your income is going to let you know you need to make money.
Real quick.
Right, real quick, real fast. Yeah. You know, if you're married or got kids, oh, they're going to let you know real quick.
Yeah.
So, guys, you don't need a degree. Quit bullshitting, talking about, well, if I don't go to boot camp, I'm not going to do a boot camp. I don't go get a degree. Stop it. Stop it. Because you know your time schedule ain't going to allow you to do no online courses, first off, you know, for collegiate level, right? Go and do a boot camp. It's easier, simple. He's done it. Others have done it. It can be done. And let's move on.
Well said.
All right. Joaquin, anything you want to close them out with, bro?
You know, nothing out of the usual, guys. Just be great. Do your thing and level up.
Level up. I like that one. That's the new one. Level up. I like that.
What can I say?
All right. And let them know what to do. And we'll see them on next Wednesday.
You can reach us at, well, we're putting this information on all of our socials on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn.
What's the YouTube and TikTok?
The YouTube is Higher Power Tech. The TikTok is also Higher Power Tech. The Instagram is Higher Power _Tech. Somebody took Higher Power Tech. So I'm just like, and then LinkedIn is also Higher Power Tech. So you guys can find us all over there.
Perfect. All right, y'all, you heard them. Like, subscribe, comment, let us know what's good. If you didn't like what we had to say, tell us why you didn't like it. If you liked it, tell us why you liked it. Just talk to us. We're here for you. Let them know, go be what?
Be great, guys.
Holla at y'all later.